Oh wow, this is a big one. Sure. It's very pretty.
Thank you. Fucking lizard, it's like a
turtle. I'm Nick Evans. I have an unusual passion. Snakes. I'm usually the guy walking towards these amazing creatures when they intersect with humans, when everyone else is running away. Join me for my latest adventure in Snake Rescue.
It's been a quiet time and it's been a long time since I've had a green mamba call, but I've just had one now from the north coast, well, from the Sibaya area. There's a construction site and workers there have now found a green mamba on top of a Clearview fence where there's concrete above it. The mamba's hiding between the fence and the concrete. It's just sitting on top there. It looks decent size. It looks like it's about to shed its skin because it's very dark. But yeah, I haven't seen one in a long time, so this will be nice. Just hope it stays put. Thankfully, the guy I called is keeping everyone like away from it. It's just keeping the situation under control, which is the main thing. Yeah, so I'll update you when I'm there. I finally arrived. Bit stressful because my petrol light's been on forever, but I'm here beneath the scaffolding. Let's see what we have here. Oh wow, it is a big one. Sure.
It's very pretty.
Just catch it, Greg. You're in the tail. Grab it by hand.
He's went for me nicely. Good. Well, that wasn't too difficult.
Oh, bad.
I thought it would be a lot more difficult. Spoke too soon, maybe.
I'm gonna grab it.
You can just tap it.
It's like a f***ing lizard, it's like a turtle. I'm gonna take the fight for the side space. I'm gonna show my wife.
Job you did there.
Sure, nice snake, eh? This is the third one I've had in this development. On scaffoldings and...
But it's huge.
This is a very big one, yeah. It's very nice size.
What do you do with it?
I'll just release it. Not here. That actually went a lot easier than I thought it would. I mean, it's an offence. It could have gone far along. It could have gone down on the other side and then I'd have to run around into the underground parking lot. But it didn't. I think it was going to spend the night there. In this tiny little gap. It's safe, I mean, well, unless there's a snake catcher on site, but like from natural predators, it's pretty safe there. But yeah, I had to ruin its little slumber there. So I think it just settled down and then I came to interrupt it. So beautiful snake, it's not shedding, it's just in the photo, I think, in the angle, it just made it look like it's very dark, but it's dark green, but it's not. So when they're shedding, they're more of like almost look a bit brown. But beautiful, beautiful snake. They always are green mambas. They're definitely one of the prettiest snakes in this province, in this country. That green is like, yeah, just can't compare it to anything else. So yeah, I didn't put up much of a fight, really. Just held the tail, waited for it to reverse out or come stick its head further out so I can grab it with the tongs. I had quite a crowd behind me, so in situations like that you never want anything to go wrong because you know there's a lot of cameras on you and it's not always great. But yeah, I got it. It went very smoothly. So I'll take it home, let it sleep in a warm room. I'll take DNA, I'll measure it, check if it's a boy or girl, and then I'll release it probably tomorrow on the weekend. I haven't had one in months. Good to see one. And it's a really good size. Must be 1.6 maybe. Unexpected treat.
This has been another real-life edition of Snake Rescue with me, Nick Evans. Find more of my Snake Rescue adventures on your favorite podcast app.